Welcome to CBC Next. I'm here with Pastor Josh, and we got done the book of Daniel this last Sunday, so we're going to talk about Daniel chapter 12. What did you see in the book of Daniel, this last chapter of the book?
First off, just want to applaud you. 12 whole weeks in the book of Daniel is a lot.
It was fun.
Was this the longest series you've done here?
Probably. I mean, if you're not counting the Jesus series, which is
like 40 weeks. Daniel's been really cool. I know I've missed a couple being in Kids Men, doing some stuff like that, but it's been really cool to go back and listen to some of these. Daniel 12 finishing up, you know, there's still some of the vision stuff, which we got to talk about last time.
Yeah.
It just can be a little intimidating and tough. And just, I think for someone like me, it's like, you just don't want to interpret it wrong. And like, that's just like, I don't even want to deal with it because I don't want to mess it up.
Right.
I don't want to think something wrong of it. One of the things I thought was really cool though, and well, first, one of the things I love that you said was just the reminder that these visions were not meant to be riddles. They're meant to be encouragements.
Right.
That this is meant to give these people hope
that
we're reading this thing. But, I thought it was really cool. You were called to, I know this one specifically, you talked a lot about the book of Revelation and just the ties there, but how John the Revelator, had called the tribulation time in Revelation the fall of Babylon.
Right.
Like calling back to this thing. I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, you have to think that John, at least in hindsight, you know, a lot of it is, you know, literally visions that he's getting as well. But at least in hindsight, would have had to look back at Daniel and be like, oh yeah, this like is the same stuff. Like,
yeah.
Because they're so much alike.
Yeah. I really like just the theme too of like, so we see it all through Daniel that, hey, we're going to have, there's going to be times of suffering. There's going to be times of conflict and cultural turmoil.
Right.
And, we shouldn't be surprised by those things, but also just this reminder, like we can live in that right now, knowing how the story ends.
Right.
Right. I remember, I was thinking about this. I don't know why this is so stuck in my head. When I was a kid, one time, my grandparents called my dad and they were just like, all amped up, and they were like, hey, we just you know, finished this Bible study or this reading plan that we're doing, and we read through the very end, and guess what? We win.
Yeah.
Jesus wins, God wins, and it's just this, like, I remember it being so simple, but just being like, wow, that's so cool, like, that they just called with just this hope, right? Like, hey, we can live in the present day, we can live in the tension of, you know, everything that's going on in our lives, but we know how the story ends. And when we know how the story ends, it changes the way that we live today.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, I think about, you know, watching a movie, like if I'm watching, I love the last Harry Potter movie. Right. And it looks like all hope is gone.
Right.
It looks like Harry's dead and Voldemort's, like you put your faith in me now.
Right.
And, but if you've already seen the movie and you know exactly how the story ends, you don't feel so down. You don't feel so discouraged. It's no. Like, this is bad right now in this moment.
Right.
But I know how the story ends, so that affects the way that I have hope today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the one cool thing is God lets evil have the best shot it can, and he still wins, and he still you know, rises up from the dead, even though it looks like he's down on the mat. He still is you know, their champion, and that's the amazing thing about this book and the book of Revelation. And, you know, like we talked about before in one of the last sermons, that we, if we didn't know what comes next, we'd be in a weird position right now. And, and yeah, we don't always like think about this stuff all the time, like what all the little things mean, but it's awesome to know that it's in there and that God's got a plan and that he'll work it out in the end.
I like to the just kind of the dialogue with Daniel, like very honest about how terrifying some of this stuff is.
Right.
What do I do? It's in the very last couple verses there where it says, for now you are to rest and then you'll rise.
Right.
And I liked that, like, kind of rest and rise thing. Like, you know, your death is going to come.
Right.
It's going to come for all of us, but death will not get the final word.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a time of rest, but then there will be a time of resurrection and rising because Christ has been victorious over death, which is really cool.
And because Daniel is older now, I'm sure there's a certain amount of, like, it's nice for him to know that this is all going to get taken care of eventually, even if right now he can't do anything, that he knows that God's got it covered and his people will be taken care of, and all these younger generations that'll follow, that they'll have that same hope that he has, and that God's not done with them.
Yeah. Yeah, man, what an awesome book of the Bible, bringing us all kind of hope. And it is confusing, but man, just knowing the victory of God that is inevitable, and that we have a God who's, you know, even when things look bad, he's working all things out. He's bringing justice and order to things. And I've really enjoyed this series. It's been really awesome.
Well, that's the thing that I think is the most important about both Daniel and Revelation, is that they are and have been used throughout all of Christianity as books to encourage God's people that he is in control and that he has a plan, that evil will not win. And sometimes they get taken out of context, and sometimes people use them as scare tactics. And, and there are some scary parts of it. There's not to say that. But but for God's people, they are a time of, you know, perseverance and a time to stand firm and say that God's going to take, you know, do what he needs to do, and he's in control.
Yeah. So,
thanks for joining us for Daniel. Next Sunday, we're going to be in a series called Inside Out, where we're going to be talking about a bunch of different things that we can struggle with on the inside, but and we can struggle secretly with them, but we need to focus on them to get these things out of us because they are bad for us. And we're going to be talking about anger this Sunday. So be excited to see you there and to look at all these things together. So thanks so much, Church.
All right. Yeah. Excited for this new series. We'll see you guys this Sunday.